Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Select Star from Data Lake. Okay, and another episode where, you know, me and Dipankar talk about all sorts of really cool Data Lake house-oriented stuff. Now, in this episode, I want to revisit the topic of optimization and optimizing your data, and talk about like sort of the reasons why you optimize. So we've talked about like things like compaction and sorting and how they can improve query performance. Okay. But query performance isn't the only benefit of really optimized data sets. Okay, there's also the benefit of storage costs. Okay, and when you're talking about like object storage, like using like an Amazon S3, there's also a cost of how many individual files you request. So there's also what's called a network savings. So you're saving money on the absolute storage cost. You're saving on the network calls because you're not making as many API calls to S3 or whatever object storage solution you're using, because again, that's part of the charges that you get cost, because there's less files, so less API calls. And if they're smaller size, you're going to save on storage. And three, you're saving on compute, because compute engines, when they have to read smaller files and more well-organized files, they're going to be able to read them and understand them quicker to execute those queries quicker, so that those compute engines need to be on for a smaller period of time. Okay, so anything you can do to make your files smaller, more organized, okay, that's where like partitioning and sorting comes in. And, you know, smaller comes into file format, compression, things like that. And then three, you know, well, less compute was going to be benefiting from those things, the faster your compute can be. So you save money on all three ways. Okay, so again, this is why using table optimization services like a Dremio Arctic or a Tabular to optimize your Apache Iceberg tables is going to save you a lot of money, as well as make your queries using engines like Dremio a lot faster. Okay, but let's talk about like the different like sort of patterns. Okay, so like there's partitioning. So again, that's when you say, hey, your table, you take, let's say we're talking about a table of, you know, different political candidates, okay? We may want to have all the candidates of party A separated from party B physically in the data, okay? So we'll partition it based on, like, political parties. So then what happens, all the candidates of party B, candidates of party A and B will never be in the same file. Okay, that's essentially what will happen when you partition, okay, based on a set value. Okay, that's different than sorting, because sorting will just make sure that the data is in a particular order, so all the candidates of A are in the data before all the candidates of party B, but you may, at the point where you transition from B and C, you might have them in the same file, like the last few of A and the first few of B, okay? And it just, again, it just depends on sort of what you're trying to do, okay? Benefit of partitioning is that every time you write, it'll never mix the two. Okay, it'll always say, okay, stuff with party A will be written to files in that partition, and the candidates for party B will always be written to separate files in that partition. But let's say you're only making frequent updates and you only have a few A's and a few B's, you might end up writing a lot of small files. And this is where you might want to do compaction to rewrite those files, so that way all these little small files building up in your partition don't, you know, start affecting query performance. Okay, so you want to run compaction regularly. But also, again, but there might be other fields you want to sort it on. So basically, you may say, hey, you know, while we partitioned it based on political party, within that, we would want to sort it by state. Okay, because oftentimes, maybe the second thing you query on is based on state. So you're going to say, hey, I want to, you know, get all the candidates for party A from Florida. Okay, so then within those partitions, you might sort it by state. But again, every time you write a new file, that file will be sorted. But in the grand scheme of all the records in the partition, they may no longer be sorted because you're adding new files over time. So then again, compaction, where you rewrite those files, can then now not rewrite that all into a smaller number of files, but then again, cluster the data within that partition by state. And the cool thing about clustering data that has a lot of similar values is that you get better compression, because the way compression usually works is that it tries to look for what repeats inside of a file. So if it notices that this chain of bits repeats, it can then, create a symbol for that and just say, okay, hey, this pattern of bits equals this smaller number of bits. And every time you see it, just swap it out for this. So that way the overall file is just smaller because you're not repeating those same longer bit patterns as often. Okay, so essentially that's how compression works. So the more times repeated stuff happens in the same file, the more that file can be compressed. Okay, so not only is that data sorted and partitioned in a way that allows it to be, allows it to sort of say, hey, I'm not going to scan all these other files because these files definitely don't have the data that I need, but also the file itself can then be compressed better. Okay, which leads to additional savings. Okay, so again, all these things about thinking sort of like taking advantage of compaction and data sorting and whatnot, but thinking through sort of like the benefits of it. And again, different compression algorithms, and compression algorithms are going to have different trade-offs too, in the sense that some compressions may, depending on what kind of data you have and the way it's organized, might be able to compress it more or less. But also, they're going to affect query performance. Sometimes when you compress it with one way, you may get 30% fast less storage. It's like smaller, but it might affect your query performance by a quantity, by an amount that's not worth the trade-off. So you're like, hey, I'd rather not save that 30% on storage to get this extra, let's say 50% on compute. Okay, so it's not clear-cut saying, hey, there's a best compression algorithm. There's a best way to do any of these things. This is part of the, where a data engineer's job is trying to like kind of understand sort of how this data is being used, how this data, so that way you can sort it and partition it to reduce the number of files that are going to get scanned just logically, but then also, a good logical organization of your data also should allow you to compress the data even more so. Okay, and again, that's just going to mean you're going to pay less on storage, you're going to be making less network calls because a query is not going to have to query is hit that S3 API as often, and three, your compute jobs will run quicker. Okay, so well optimized data is not just going to get you better, faster analytics, but also a cheaper lakehouse. Okay, again, the value of using optimization services like Dremio Arctic that can automate these types of optimization jobs based on parameters that you choose. Okay, and why it's important to understand what these parameters are and like how they affect things. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. My name is Alex Merced. I'm a developer advocate at Dremio. You're listening to Select Star from Data Lake. If you guys enjoy the episode, share it with a friend who might benefit from it. But otherwise, I'll see you all later. Have a great day and enjoy.